This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. When I was in junior high school, as a seventh grader, I played football. I was nervous before the first game. After all, I was moving from grade school football to junior high football. And we were all sitting in the gym getting ready to go out on the field for pregame warm-ups when Coach Kenneth Fancher walked in. "Boys," he said, and when he said boys, we knew to listen up. "Boys," he went on, "we've got to sack ourselves." Now, Coach Fancher had a distinct Southwest Oklahoma accent, and when he said sack yourselves, I was thinking, this is weird. Why does he want us to put a sack over our uniforms? Of course, Coach was talking about psyching ourselves. It's something I would learn to do not only before all my sports events, but before tests in school as well. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, psych yourself means, quote, to try and make yourself feel confident and ready to do something difficult, as in, I have to spend a little time on my own before I give a speech, psyching myself up. Well, Coach Fancher, way back when, knew the importance of psyching yourself before the game. The fact is, we never know what a day will bring, do we? Sometimes the days we think are going to be uneventful turn out to be anything but uneventful. Proverbs 27:1 says, "Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day might bring." So we have to be ready each and every day. Yes, some days require more advanced preparation than others, but in a sense, every day is game day as far as we are concerned because, well, anything can happen on any given day. If we wait until we're in the thick of the battle, we're likely to be caught off guard. And of course, we can't get prepared when the day's over. That doesn't make sense. So what do we do? Well, we have to psych ourselves before we go out for the day. Motivational speaker Brian Tracy recommends taking 30 to 60 minutes each morning to sit quietly and reflect on your goals. He says he's found, by reading the biographies and autobiographies of successful men and women, that almost every one of them began their upward trajectory to success when they began getting up early in the morning and spending time with themselves. Tracy calls it the golden hour. That first hour of the day, he says, sets the tone for the rest of the day. The things that you do in the first hour prepare your mind and set you up for the entire day. Tracy says, spend time with yourself. And I agree. But I like to add God to that equation and bring myself before God and His Word every morning. So before I get distracted by the morning news or Facebook or emails, before any of that, I get myself before God and His Word. You see, I can't choose everything that happens during the day, but at that early morning hour, I can choose whom I'm going to listen to as I prepare myself for the day. The Scriptures get me psyched up for the day. Personalize the Scripture. Repeat things like, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am chosen. I am a holy man or woman of God. I have wisdom. I love the Lord with all I am, and I love others as myself." Scientists in England did a study that confirms what I'm saying. Using a computer, participants had to try to find their ways through randomized grids of numbers as fast as they could. Between the rounds, they were given different kinds of video motivational messages. One group was given positive self-talk between rounds, like, "I can beat the score. I can beat the score." A second category was given motivational messages to unleash their inner eyes and visualize stuff like beating the computer or getting through the number grid super fast. The third group was given specific battle plans for the game about how they could do better. Then the scientists collected the data on all those different factors. It turns out that the first group performed best, saying, "I can do this," with meaning in their mind or out loud. That was a game changer. The imagery-motivated players did well as too, especially when they focused on the outcome they wanted or the process that could get them there. So what's the takeaway? By meditating on the Scriptures first thing in the morning, by stating positive affirmations from them, by visualizing who you are as a redeemed saint, and then pre-programming how you respond to situations before you walk out on the battlefield of life, you will be better able to cope with whatever comes your way. So, sack yourself. I'll be here next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.